Well, if you're just joining us this morning, the Supreme Court may take on a case that is pitting religious values against doing business. There's a Christian couple in New Mexico that photographs weddings. They refuse to take pictures at a same-sex ceremony. They were sued. We'll get a little bit of background here for you from Fox News correspondent Shannon Bream.
Not only did they lose the suit, but were also ordered to pay thousands in legal costs to the lesbian plaintiff. In his concurring opinion, New Mexico Justice Richard Bossen wrote, quote, "Their refusal to do business with the same-sex couple in this case, no matter how religiously inspired, was an affront to the legal rights of that couple."
What is your take on that? 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. Do you view it as a legal affront? The ACLU backing the lesbian couple, saying that the photographers were imposing their religious beliefs on their customers. The Alliance Defending Freedom is supporting the two photographers, saying the judge's ruling is an attack on freedom of religion. How do you see it? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. The photographers were imposing their religious beliefs on their customers. All right. What about these businesses that close on Sunday for religious beliefs? What about Hobby Lobby? I think, and aren't there others? Hobby Lobby, I think, is one of the most notable that is closed on Sundays. Now, I can't go to Hobby Lobby on Sunday. Aren't they imposing their religious beliefs on me by being closed on Sunday? Aren't they depriving me of the ability to be able to go in and do business? I suppose the difference here is that, well, yeah, but they're closed to business to everyone, not just to you. Well, they're imposing their religious beliefs on me. They're not open at a time that's convenient for me to go. I mean, it's absurd. It's not an imposition. And I understand, when we talk about discrimination, a lot of us probably can't imagine how awful it is to have these kinds of things happen. If I were the photographer in this case, I don't know that I would have done this. That I would have refused business. I don't know that that would be my choice in the way that I would handle it, but I certainly respect the rights of this photographer to say that they're not comfortable doing it, that they'd prefer not to, that they wouldn't do it. I understand where they're coming from, even though I might disagree. What about you? Were they guilty of discrimination? Should they have to compensate the lesbian couple? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Joy. You're on Kello.
Yes, I believe they should be able to deny right to take the pictures, because if you're going to take part of the Bible, say, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, you can't pick and choose from the Bible what you want to take. It is all ordained by God, as is the right that God originated marriage.
And I agree with you. You know, Alan was talking about that a little bit earlier. The problem is now we've got government involved in marriage and government deciding what marriages are. And that's where the conflict's coming from.
That's why we have separation of church and state. And it's getting encroached upon all the time.
Yeah, maybe the argument here is, should government get out of the business of ordaining recognizing marriages at all? Might this be an argument in favor of getting government out of the business of marriage and leave it to religious institutions? 738-336-1320 is our number, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, John. You're on Kello.
Good morning. Beautiful morning, Liz.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great day, pal.
It is. Say, I didn't know, according to this court in New Mexico, I didn't know anybody had the right to do business with me if I didn't want to do business with them. They're saying they got a legal right to.
Yeah, most states have some kind of law saying that you can't discriminate against somebody for various different things, you know, that they're protected. So, and it started, of course, with race, that you can't, you know, or gender, for instance, that you can't refuse doing business with somebody based on the color of their skin. And it's been built upon over the years.
Well, And I guess that there's some truth to that. But there's some facilities in Sioux Falls that we refuse to do business with. They're adult stores, things as such. So, it's crazy. This, the only one having anything imposed on them are the photographer couple having somebody else's beliefs imposed on them.
Yeah, see, that's what that's kind of how I see it, because the lesbian couple goes and finds another photographer, and they get what they want. You're saying that the photographer that doesn't want to do this should be forced to endure it. It seems to me that the imposition is on the photographer, not on the couple. 336-1320. Good morning, Clint. You're on Kello.
Good morning. I think that there should have been some due diligence from the photographer. You have a right to refuse business to whoever you want. If I walk into a restaurant, they can tell me they're not serving me.
No, that's the whole point of this, Clint. According to law, you don't have the right to refuse business to whoever you want. That's what they're talking about. The New Mexico courts are saying this couple violated New Mexico's discrimination law.
I disagree with it.
Well, you may disagree, but that's the law in New Mexico, whether it should be or not. The law says you can't discriminate. And most states have these kinds of laws. Not all of them include same-sex couples like this, but you can't discriminate against. I mean, if you own a restaurant and a black couple walks in, you can't throw them out the door.
No, but you can, no shirt, no shoes, no service. So if I walk in with no shoes on, they can say, hey, I told you can't come in here that way.
Well, under certain circumstances you can refuse, but you can't just wholesale refuse anybody for any reason.
Right. But I'm saying, if you come up and you say, that's where I said the due diligence should have been done. You don't have to tell them you're a lesbian couple. You just say, I can't do that for you. I won't be your photographer. You go out and there's millions of photographers out there that'll take your pictures.
I see what you're saying. That say you can't do it, but don't give them a reason.
Right. I mean, if you're going to tell them that, no, it's against my religious belief, then, yeah, you just stepped on yourself. If you say, hey, that's not for me, I've got something else that's taking place that day, whatever, you know.
I totally read you. You're saying they should have just given another reason as to why they couldn't just join us this morning. We've been asking for your thoughts on a Christian couple in New Mexico who were told by the courts there that they discriminated against a homosexual couple when they decided not to shoot their commitment ceremony. That under New Mexico law, this was a violation, that they're guilty of discrimination. And they're hoping that the Supreme Court will hear their case. Should the photographer have been compelled to take the photos, or should they have a right to refuse? We're taking your calls at 336-1320. We got a voice you may recognize on the phone. Dr. Annette Bosworth joins us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. What a great topic.
Well, it's great to hear from you again.
Yeah, it's nice to almost see you through the radio waves.
Well, what's, as you hear this, what are your thoughts? I mean, this is very much a state of the country right now.
It's absolutely becoming a policed state, where in healthcare, how they are curbing the choices of the physician are these words like safety and quality, which sound really nice, but they shackle the team into doing things that aren't necessarily what we think are in the best interest of the patient. But those are the rules, doctor. And this is the same thing that's happening to this photographer. The rules are, you can't have an opinion about where your services and your heart and your faith drive you to be. These are the rules of our country, and you must comply in the name of discrimination. And it's a great example of how it's the same behavior of what a policed country looks like when we don't stand up and say, no, that's not America.
And I totally agree, because the response from the courts here is that, well, you're entitled to your religious beliefs. You just can't act upon them. You have to act in the way that we determine, and therein lies the rub. Hey, thanks so much for your call. It was a nice surprise to hear from you this morning. That's Annette Bosworth. She's a Republican running for U.S. Senate. Let's get Scott's thoughts here before we get to Fox News. Good morning, Scott.
Hi, Greg. No, I don't think they should be compelled to, you know, take these pictures. I'm an ordained minister, and pretty soon the government's going to compel me to perform the ceremony. I agree with the doctor. I think this is turning into a police state. It started when we're forced to buy health care. And one other question, where's the sensitivity to, as far as the lesbian couple? Why would they ask this guy, or this couple, or this company, to violate their conscience just to take pictures that somebody, any other number of photographers could take for?
It's a great point. And that's where you get into, I think it's an issue of acceptance, and people feel that, you know, there are going to be those who refuse to accept it. And that's just, that's the reality of the situation. Thanks for your calls. It's 8 o'clock.